decision makers in every field may benefit from this observation by commentator Frank DeFord. He's discovered what counts most is not where your head is, it's the location of your posterior.
Do you think better standing up or sitting down? I would suggest that most of us think better sitting down, right? So it's interesting that of our four major team sports, only two of them have coaches who coach sitting down. If I were a team owner in football or ice hockey, I would tell my head coach to think sitting down. This is what basketball coaches and baseball managers do. But I do wonder about football coaches. They're always wandering up and down the sidelines, trailing their wires that attach them electronically to their assistants, who are, by the by, sitting down comfortably up in the coach's box. During games, football head coaches don't do a whole lot more than pat guys on the rear if they did something good or rant at a player if he got a stupid penalty called on him. And then they wander up and down the sidelines. I'm convinced that football coaches would think much more clearly if they had a big, comfortable chair to sit in at the 50-yard line and left the butt-slapping and the blowing up to assistants. Now, basketball coaches, they do sit and think. Of course, basketball coaches are the most antsy of the breed, so they're always jumping up and carrying on like lunatics in their fancy $1,000 sport jackets or their $2,000 suits. But at least they do cross their legs and squeeze their programs hard and cogitate for some of the game. Obviously, though, baseball managers must be the smartest. What I like about baseball managers is that they not only sit, they sit back. They lean up comfortably against the dugout wall. That's how you ruminate. Baseball is the most ruminating sport I know. Moreover, baseball managers not only have a good thinking posture, but they usually have next to them a wise old colleague known as a bench coach who is there solely to have ideas bounced off of him. The pitching coach sits and ruminates on the other side. A football coach looks like he's running some kind of chaotic highway construction gang, whereas a baseball manager appears to be hosting a salon. Of course, baseball managers do look a little silly because even if they're just a year or two away from going into assisted living, they still dress up in uniforms like children. The advantage of wearing a baseball uniform, though, is that there are no side pockets. So when managers walk out to the mound or to argue, they put their hands in their back pockets. A man with hands in his back pockets always looks like a thinking man, doesn't he? Anyway, that's what I think.
Frank DeFord is senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He sits down when he joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.